Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi. What's going on, gang? How the fuck are you? Happy Tuesday. What's shaking? I'll tell you, I almost didn't get this episode done. I almost didn't. I've been feeling real fucking lazy. You know, I just figured, you know, every once in a while, take 1 week off, just put it on the fucking Patreon. But you know what? Joe Rogan just signed a $100 million licensing deal worth more than that for his fucking podcast. So you know what? I want my $100 million, okay? How you guys doing? You all right? You doing good? You doing fine? Got a bunch of good emails queued up this week, you know? Not much has been going on. You know the fucking deal. You know what it is. Everybody's on their fucking podcasts talking about, are Pop-Tarts better than fucking toaster? Who gives a shit, dude? Who gives a fuck, all right? Jesus. Let's focus on the big picture here. The world's opening back up. That's what I want to see. That's what the fuck I want to see, all right? People outside, boozing. Boozing and cruising. I love it. I fucking love it, man. Been doing a lot of biking, doing a lot of cigarring. You know, New York doesn't even feel like New York anymore. I hopped on my bike the other day. I met up with like six friends. We all just got like pizza outside, a few beers, because you can like drink on the street now. It felt like we were in fucking New Orleans or something. It was really cool. We're just drinking, having some cigars, playing some music. It's nice. It's nice. I could get used to this. It's like a shame. There's like almost parts of what's going on that it's going to be like sad when it's gone. You know, like, I'm going to miss that, just being able to fucking drink outside with friends, listen to music and shit in the middle of the city, you know? This whole bohemian New Orleans vibe is going to be gone very quickly out of this city, so. But it's fine. You got to get people employed, you know? The world's got to open. It's not about me. It's not about me, but I wonder, like, I was just riding my bike the other day in New York, and it's so dead here. There's no cars on the road, you know, especially during the week. And I was just thinking, it's so crazy how quickly this became, like, normal to us. Like, how fast humans adjust to change, you know? It's going to be, like, stranger going back to things. It's going to be weirder. But I'll tell you, big news from your boy. Got them motherfucking antibodies, bruh. You already know. You already know. Your boy, immortal. Your boy immune to whatever you got. I'm fucking immortal, baby. I'm not going to be hurt by this. I knew I had this fucking thing. Here's the thing. I didn't go get tested, but the girl I was hooking up with right when this shit popped off, we both had the exact same symptoms, right? We had the same fucking small fever, loss of smell, this like weird feeling in our nose, you know, tiredness, small dry cough. All that shit. So we had the same exact thing. And, you know, she just went and got tested recently. I can't do tests. I'm not jamming a fucking thing up my face. And I can't do blood. All right. If I get my blood drawn, I'm just going to pass out. All right. And I don't want to spend my whole goddamn day sipping yellow Gatorade and trying to feel good again. All right. I'm just not going to fucking do it. I don't like needles. I don't like blood. Like, my body's very sensitive to changes. Okay. I can feel the blood leaving my body when I'm getting my blood drawn. I fucking feel it, and I go, all right, it's out. That's it for me for the day. I'm just out. So, not doing it. But anyways, she went and got tested recently. Turns out she has the antibodies. So, I told my roommate, I was like, all right, I got the antibodies because she had the same thing. And he's like, you're a fucking idiot. You should go get tested. I was like, no fucking way. So, he went and got tested, and he's got the antibodies. Can you fucking believe that? Huh? So my roommate and we all had this like the same symptoms. So I would say with 99% certainty, I'm in the clear, baby. And I'll tell you, I've been living like I'm in the clear. I mean, I'm outside. I'm fucking kissing everything inside. I'm licking whatever. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. Drop your pants, sir. Let's do it. You know what I mean? I don't care. I'll tell you, when you find out that you had the antibodies like I did, you just walk around town. Oh, man, you're the big man on campus. You're not afraid of shit anymore. Not afraid of shit. Yeah, shake my fucking hand, dude. I'm just waiting, you know. Like, every once in a while, people be like, put a mask on. I'm like, I got the bodies, baby. I got them. I already got them. You put a mask on, you dumb hoe. I'm immune, baby. I still don't know if masks help. What's the word on that?
Does anybody know? Does anybody know anything anymore? One day you'll read like masks can reduce transmissions by 75%. And then the next day they're like, these N95 masks do cause AIDS. And that's the risk you got to take when you put these on, you know? It's just so much fucking disinformation. You know, I've already been ranting about it. But yeah, man, I feel free. I feel relieved. I'm ready to put my penis back in action. You know what I mean? We've been not on the front lines for a minute. We've been in the trenches. But it's trying to get up. It's time to get up in some ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's, you know what I'm talking about? I'm just done. I'm done not fucking. You know, it's been a fucking minute. It's been like 3 months. I was the model citizen when COVID started. Literally the fucking model citizen, man. I did not leave my house for like a month and a half. And I only left to take out the trash. And when I did that, it was like strange even. You know, I was like, oh my God, I'm outside. That's how fucking, now, oh man. Oh baby. I'm out here. I'm really out here. But if you got the bodies, man, congrats to you. If you don't got the bodies, do better. Do better. Get out there. You know what I mean? Go shake some hands. Here's the thing. If you're not at risk and you don't have like health problems, I honestly feel like getting the virus and getting over it is so the fucking better way. Because everybody that I've known that has had it, with the exception of one person, has been like, you know, totally fine and shook that shit off in like 3-4 days. But I mean, I do have a friend who like has some health problems and it definitely was very taxing on her. But if you're like a perfectly healthy young person, and I think it's just better to just get this shit and just be fucking free mentally. That's assuming that it doesn't fucking these immunities actually do anything. But I don't know. I'm not worried about this bitch ass virus no more, bruh. But if you are an at risk person, or you're older, or you got diabetes, something like that, stay the fuck home. Don't put yourself at risk. Don't be stupid. Okay. My grandma, who lives in Brooklyn, fucking hijacked it out of here, hightailed it out of here, went down to North Carolina. She calls me the other day. She's like, I can't wait to get back. I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. I'm like, bitch, are you fucking crazy? You need to stay down there. You need to keep your fucking old ass down there. You know what I mean? Have somebody pick up your tuffins and your muffins and your fucking slippers and send them down there, because you got no business being in New York City anymore. All right? If you're just an older, like, guys, don't bank on a vaccine. If you're fucking older, get the fuck out of here. Just get out of populated places. It's stupid. It's dumb. Don't put yourself at risk, you know? Because that's who it's dangerous against. People with health conditions and, you know, older folks. And we got to make sure, you know, we don't put these people at risk. Luckily, I come in contact with zero of those groups. You know what I mean? Everybody I hang out. I still, even though I know I'm an immune god now, I make sure that everybody I hang out with is, like, not a vulnerable person, you know. But anyways, I've been volunteering at a lot of nursing homes lately. I've been, you know what I think that older people need right now is handshakes. Handshakes and hugs. You want me to see me pull outside with pancakes and drugs? If you know what that's from, you're a real champ. But anyways, enough of me. Let's rip into these emails. If you have an email, send it to the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Send it in. If you're a part of the Patreon, make sure to include that in the subject so I know I can get to it on a Patreon episode. A lot more of you guys joining the Patreon, man. I appreciate the love and support. We've been dropping awesome Zoom guest episodes on there every single week. I think I'm about to order like a better mic that'll just plug straight into my computer to make the video quality higher too. The sound for the video. And, yeah, just fucking support the Patreon, guys. It's either 5 or 10 or 25 bucks a month, depending on how big your dick is. And, you know, there's a tax. If you got a huge ass dick, it's 25. I don't make the rules. It's just you have an easier life and that's just how it's going to be. So, you know, you got to pay for everything in life. You want to fucking, you want premium content. You want, you know, you want to see these sweet ass guest episodes, get on the Patreon, folks. You can listen on your phone, on your fucking computer, wherever, and support the show. Let's jump in. I got some emails queued up here. Let me just sort them by what's flagged. Okay. Let's start with this one. Question for the podcast. Hi, Daddy. What are your thoughts on this? I have been seeing someone since the start of quarantine. He has a really strong personality, which I like. He's always fun, exciting, and fast-moving, versus me, who's a little more calm and relaxed. He wants to come over, have dinner, and stay the night almost every night. I started catching feelings and asked what we were. He avoided the conversation. Lately, he started getting irritable and just less fun. He also started saying things that bothered me or that I took the wrong way. I ended up telling him that he was bothering me, and he said he wasn't willing to change and I should just deal with it. Does it sound like this guy wants me? I've had such good times with him, and I spent the last 2 weeks straight sleeping over with him. Not sure if I should try and fight for it or let it be over. I'm a sensitive gal, kind of going for this asshole, don't give a fuck guy. I think he could push me to make some positive changes, but I needed him to slow down and be patient with me. He's not talking to me at this point. Wait, what does that mean? Wait, I spent the last 2 weeks straight sleeping over with him. Not sure if I should try to fight it or let it be. I can't tell if you're not talking now. I feel like this question is deeper than the ones you usually get, but I figured I'd shoot my shot anyway. Thanks for the great pod. Basically, you're saying lately started. Okay. I don't understand if you're saying he's not talking to me at this point, as in, like, about this or in general. I mean, if he's not talking to you, then you're asking, like, okay, if he's not talking to you and you're asking, should I fight for this or should I not, that really depends. I think this is an important question. I've been in this situation before where it felt, because, like, I feel like I kind of identify as that guy where I'm a comedian. I'm going to say some fucked up shit. I'm going to say some wild shit. That's my personality. And genuinely, I'm not going to change that. I'm not going to change that for anybody. I don't even know that I could change it. And I know that if I tried to, I wouldn't be me and I wouldn't feel comfortable in this world. So does that mean that I can't be more sensitive and more understanding and more supportive? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is there's a certain part of my personality that's just never going away, and it is who I am. That's who I identify as. That is my identity. You understand? So I've definitely been in relationships, you know, where I felt like this person shouldn't be with a comedian. And honestly, most people shouldn't. But I felt like, yeah, she's a little more sensitive to things. There are certain topics I can't talk about with her. You know, there's certain things I can't say. And that's going to be just a recurring argument you guys keep on coming back to. And here's the thing. As a guy, hopefully what you're doing is you're going, oh, these are sensitive topics, or this upsets her, or she gets mad at me when I bring this up. So you kind of just stop bringing it up. But then, like, if you want to talk about those things, a part of you kind of goes away, too. You know what I mean? Like, I dated a girl who, like, was generally of the belief that if you support Trump or a Republican, I can't be friends with you. I can't date you. I can't talk to you. And here's the thing. I'm like, in the middle of everything politically. And I love politics. I love talking about politics. I love hearing about it. And that's why, like, when she was like, oh, he's such a piece of shit, he did this, that, and that, like, she'd be talking about Trump, right? And I'd be like, well, I mean, listen, I'm not defending the guy, but at the same time, that's not what happened. You know what I mean? That this is what actually happened in the case. And then she would just get so upset because she'd be like, oh, you're a fucking support. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, I don't care what side you're on. I just want the fucking facts from whatever side, okay? But then what it turned into was me just going, okay, I just can't talk about politics with this person, which is unfortunate because I like politics. I like talking about it. And this is a person who's important to me. You know, it's the person I spend the most time talking to. And that's a big thing I can't talk about. And it's like kind of, those kind of little things. They're not like make or break things in your relationship, but they kind of start to add up a little bit over time. I definitely look back and I go, man, there's a lot of shit that I couldn't say. There's a lot of things that I felt like I couldn't bring up, which is, you don't want that. You want to be free to speak to your partner about anything, I think. I think that's what's ideal. So you have to ask yourself, like, a lot of times I think you're in a position that a lot of women are in, which is you want a guy who has a strong personality, has like a don't give a fuck attitude, is a man, right? Like in all senses of the conventional word. But then at the same time you're like, but it kind of hurts me sometimes. You know, and you kind of can't have one without the other. It's like what I would explain is like sometimes I'll make a joke that's just not funny. Sometimes it'll come off as rude. Sometimes it'll just bomb. And I don't know if it's going to be funny until I say it out loud. So, and I've told exes, like, listen, like, you got to take the good with the bad. Like, if you want to laugh all the time or you want to be around that kind of attitude, sometimes, you know, it's like a double-edged sword. Every once in a while, you're going to get, you know, it's going to upset you too. Or a joke's going to bomb. Or you're going to disagree with something. Or something's not going to be funny. Like, that's how it is. You can't have one without the other. It all comes from the same place, you know? So I think you have to ask yourself, like, is that just a fun temporary thing for you? Or is it something that's actually sustainable for you? I mean, he flat out told you, look, I'm not willing to change it. That's what he said. And I don't want you to be in a relationship where you're like, you can't speak. You're disheartened. You're on the other side of it. You know what I mean? You have that down feeling in your chest. So you got to ask yourself, like, is that, which side of it do you want to be on? Or do you want something a little more, you know, are you willing to let things be a little more tame and a little more boring? Are you willing to be with a guy with your personality type? And I think you should honestly, like, ask yourself this kind of question. Just go for a walk and just talk to yourself out loud. And just kind of have these thoughts and think about it. What do I like? What am I comfortable with? That's what you should do. Because everybody's different, you know? Like, I've definitely dated women where, like, there's nothing I could say that could offend them or... And that was great. They knew, like, oh, that was just a joke that bombed. You're an idiot. And I'm like, okay, awesome. No, the energy of what we are has not been hurt, you know? And then there's other times where I'm like, oh, fuck. That hurt her feelings. I didn't mean it to hurt her feelings. That really hurt her feelings. And now this is the day. You know, this is the whole day now. So you got to ask yourself what you're comfortable with. That's what you got to do. You're asking me the question, but baby, you got to be asking yourself the question. I can't tell you if something's worth fighting for. You got to figure that out. You got to spend time with yourself to figure that out, you know? I do think, and here's the thing, I think 2 months ago, I would have said, if a guy tells you, I'm not willing to change that of a thing that you don't like, that kind of makes him an asshole, but I disagree with that now because I've said that recently. I've had somebody point out a thing in my personality and be like, I wish that you didn't do this. And I was like, listen, that's who I am. Like, that's my wiring. If I'm being realistic with you, this is actually, I think, going to be very helpful to some of you. When you're arguing or you know, if you're in a fucking fight with your partner or the person you're dating and you're going over shit that the other person doesn't like, you know, when it's their turn to tell you the things that they don't like about you, this is what I did. She was like, I don't like that you do this. I wish you could be more supportive, etc. And I said to her, listen, the way my personality is, the way I was raised, if I'm being realistic and honest with myself, I don't think I'm going to get better at that skill. I don't. So I was like, so you either have to ask yourself, do you want to be with someone where that's okay? Or do you not? And if you don't, then you gotta find somebody else. But I think that's very important. Instead of two people just going on and pretending they're going to fix things that they're not going to fix, I think it's better to go, yeah, like, I'm not going to work on that. That's a part of who I am. Like, that's me. So it might just not work for you, but that's a part of me, and that's it. And I think that's totally okay. I think that's completely all right to go, yeah, this is going to be a thing that I'm just not going to budge on. That's who I am. I'm not going to reinvent my whole fucking personality for you, you know? So I think you got to be honest with yourself about things like that. I know we live in a time now where it's everybody, you got to fix everything. Not everything can be toxic. It's Yeah, listen, people are fucking people, all right? They're going to have... Fucking audio recorder died. Okay, anyways, we're back. But yeah, sounds like the guy's not the greatest fucking communicator in the world, and I would take that into consideration here, you know. I think the most things point to maybe, you know, you should go for somebody a little different, a little more suited to you. Like, something being fun doesn't always mean it's sustainable. So I would think about that. Or you go learn to take the, you know, sometimes he's going to be a little too fucking rough around the edges, and that's who he is, and you either learn to love that or you don't. I think that's what's going to happen here. But I just think in general, the guy should at least be a little receptive to things that are upsetting you. But also him, like, not wanting to talk about where you guys are, I think it's not a great sign. It's something that could change, you know, it could definitely change over time. But, you know, maybe you're catching feelings for him faster than he is. That could be what's happening. But keep us posted. Let's do this one. Don't say my name, Daddy. Please don't say my name. Are we singing here? So I'm curious. I'm talking to this man. It started during isolating, and I've listened to his podcast for a couple of years. He was calling listeners, and we talked a few times on the phone, and one chat ended up in phone sex and nonstop sexting. He asked for pictures. I sent sexy videos and pictures, but I'm wondering if it always has to be nudes to keep him intrigued. Do guys appreciate just a pretty picture of a woman's face or body with clothes on? LOL. Unless it's their girlfriend or, like, you know, significant other, I think no. I think in general, like, we don't give a shit about seeing, like, a, you know, especially nowadays where, like, nudes are being sent by fucking everybody. It's like, we want to see you naked. We do. And, like, if it's my girlfriend and she's like, look, here's a picture of my face. I look good today. I'd be like, oh, awesome. Like, you know, I'd be like, I'd probably genuinely be, like, happy to see their face. But, you know, if it's just somebody, especially if it's a guy that your phone, like, who's got a podcast, your phone sexting, you know, et cetera, he's probably just going to want to see nudes and, you know, and dirty videos. And that's pretty much it. So if you're, you know, the question I think usually is like, unless we're dating you, we don't really care. You know, we like, unless we're dating you, the priority is sex. If we are dating you, then we, you know, if you're a significant other, then we do want to see you being cute and seeing, you know, you doing regular shit. That's cool. But that's the honest truth on that. It's a pretty fucking, I think that's an easy one. Sometimes I worry that people are like, that's shit, that's upsetting. It's like, yeah, that's the fucking truth, man. The truth is upsetting sometimes. This one's called Quarantine Dating. Is he finessing me? Sup, father? You're sexy and I love the pod. Please answer this on the regular show. I'm not part of the Patreon yet. Give me a hot minute. I want to call you out for ignoring my delicious Brussels sprout. Okay, I'm not even going to fucking get into that, all right? Jesus Christ. I've been talking to this guy from Tinder that I'd seen around before, and we've been really hitting it off. He called me right out of the blue the first time we talked. See, I told you, that's a fucking good move. That's what you want to do. And we've been FaceTiming / talking on the phone every day for 2 weeks now. He calls me several times a day. And also, if you're a chick and you're, like, hinge talking to a guy, just send him a random FaceTime call and just don't be weird on the call. Just fucking call him and lean in. You'll probably have a fun time. And it's a good way to start things off. But anyway, she goes, we've been FaceTiming / talking on the phone every day for 2 weeks now. He calls me several times a day, and we chat about everything. It's never awkward. We've learned a lot about each other, and he's always talking about after quarantine when we date, calling me babe / baby, and being very affectionate. I don't really do the same in terms of calling him those pet names yet, kind of soon in my opinion, but I do hype him up / remind him how dope he is all the time. Anyway, I sent him a meme because he was roasting the type of Tinder profile he had, and we laughed about it, but he was like, yeah, three people have sent me this. She goes, then I went to reference his Tinder profile, and he wasn't there. What the fuck? I was like, bitch, did you unmatch me? What the fuck? Being the old jokester that I am. And the fucker was like, no, I deleted my profile and remade it. I asked why, and he said people weren't showing up on my Tinder when I'd go on. Like, okay, is that, one, is that a thing? It seems weird. Two, I know we aren't near exclusive, and I wouldn't really give a shit if he was swiping on Tinder absentmindedly, but, like, making a whole new profile seems to me like he's actively seeking other options. Am I getting played or what? Also, should I tone down the compliments and or stop answering his calls as much? It's hard to be mysterious / play hard to get in quarantine, yo. P.S. We've met once, planned to stay 6 feet apart, got tempted, and definitely got close to each other. We haven't hooked up or anything. Thank you, love, help a bitch out. It's so funny when it's like, look, he's moving fast. I'm not ready for these pet names. Is he making another fucking Tinder? What the fuck is this? Who's he talking to? What is he fucking doing? You know, it's a funny balance, which every single one of us falls guilty to. What I would do, my gut instinct here isn't go mysterious and play fucking hard to get and all that shit. Like, a big part of it could honestly be that he's like really enjoys your company and loves talking to you. And when he's not talking to you, he's fucking bored. So he launches Tinder back up and he tries to get some fucking titty pics, you know, from some broads. And that's, you know, both things can be fine. You guys aren't exclusive. It doesn't really matter. I think all you can really do is just push it out of your brain. Don't put yourself in a position where you're like, well, maybe he doesn't seem the same amount of interested as I do. Just fucking push it out of your brain and, like, ask yourself, how productive are you on Tinder? Like, how often are you actually making a connection on there and actually, you know, meeting people, especially now, and making shit happen? I mean, me personally, I go on fucking 2 Tinder dates a year. So it's like, who really cares? You know what I mean? That he's on a fucking Tinder. Who cares? You guys aren't exclusive yet. If you are, you know, then that's a whole other story. But other than that, like, he's probably, we always paint it in our heads that the person is doing way worse than what they actually are when it comes to little things like this. So until you guys are at a point where you actually give a shit about, you know, each other and, like, really are serious, I would push all this shit out of your head. Do the best you can. Zoom out, look at the big picture, be an adult about it, and just fucking ignore it, okay? I honestly think he should have just lied and would have been like, I just deleted it. Like, I think he should have just left it at that. But, you know, he also, like, Tinder is like a secondary video game to dudes now where we just swipe and, like, looking at women. We just love looking at women. We fucking love it. We love women a lot, so I really don't think it's a fucking big deal, honestly. You know, it's one thing if you guys are dating. It's another thing if you've been talking for 2 weeks. Like, he doesn't really owe you anything here. So, push it out of your brain. It's fine. Don't get spiteful and try to, you know, do other shit. Just, like, think about, like, how a great adult that you'd want to be would react to this. A person that you'd look up to and have that fucking mentality and just go for it. And I think the winning rule is to usually just try not to give a shit, you know? Try to just be like, yeah, I trust that I'm the shit, and when it comes down to it and, you know, we'll actually want to hang out, he'll want to be with me. And he's not going to give a fuck about those dating apps and all that shit, and he's going to cut it all out. I'm confident that I'm that good. That's the way you should carry yourself. I think that'll about do it for today's epi. I'm going to have probably another guest this Friday on the Patreon. So go to patreon.com/levfirst. Support the show. Join the cause. Join the movement. I told you, we'd be the last daddies that survived. It looks like fucking caller daddy or whatever the fuck is on their way out. You know. It's not a good show, people. I'm just going to tell you. It's just not a fucking good show. But whatever. Fuck them. You know, whatever. All the best. All the best. I don't give a shit. But yeah, I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'll see you guys on the Friday episode. Have a fucking great rest of your day and have a fucking great week. And I love you. So share the show somewhere. Post it somewhere. Tell a friend about it. Do the right thing. I'll see you guys. Cheers. Thank you.